Paul Hunter is the director of the Corporate Learning Network at IMD, the International Institute for Management Development, and one of the world's leading business schools based in Lausanne, Switzerland. One of the Corporate Learning Network's newest programs is Global Leadership in the Cloud, offering an online learning program for busy executives. Paul, I understand that Global Leadership in the Cloud is a new online delivery model for the Corporate Learning Network. Would you tell us about its development and its defining characteristics?
All right, so I come from a work for a business school in Switzerland called IMD. Why did we start off these Global Leadership in the Cloud programs? It was driven by our clients. So IMD had been doing face-to-face learning and blended learning for many, many years. But our clients were asking us for a 100% online learning. This was a demand that they had. So we decided if we were going to do that, we would do it the IMD way, the IMD quality way, which means the challenge that we set ourselves was, can we create an IMD quality learning experience without people having to physically come to IMD? So that was the thinking or the philosophy behind our online programs. The way that the online programs work is they're 8-week programs. They require somewhere in the region of 4 to 6 hours work per week per participant. So these are for people who are serious about learning. Every week we have some videos which introduce a concept, so allows people to get familiar with the concept. We have some kind of virtual group work, so small groups of 4 or 5 people per group, which allows them to grapple with that concept, and we ask them to see if they could apply that concept to different kinds of contexts. We often have pair work. Pair work is all about creating a bond, disclosure, so an opportunity for you to share how it's easy or difficult for you to apply this concept in your setting, in your business, with your team, whatever it might be. And then every week there's an individual assignment, and the individual assignment is 100% action learning. It's all about taking that concept and applying it to your business. So if I give an example for example, we have a program on leadership. A lot of people were a little bit skeptical. Could you do leadership online? And what we've discovered is yes, you can, and it works very well. So one of the modules that we have in the leadership program is about having difficult conversations. So the individual assignment that week is to go and have that difficult conversation with one of your team members. And we invite you to reflect upon that. How are you going to set up the encounter? What are some of the issues between you and this person? What's their perspective? What's your perspective? How you think the conversation might go? What are the tools and tips that we've been looking at that you're particularly going to use? Then we invite you to have that conversation, and your assignment that week is to debrief the conversation with us. So people will come back and we'll ask them to tell us what went well, what didn't go well, what were the derailing moments, why was that, could they have been foreseen? What will you do differently next time when you have this conversation? So really allowing people to apply those concepts in a very meaningful way. And I think what makes the learning transfer happen is the role of our coaches. So every participant has a coach, and the coach's job is to provide feedback on that individual assignment, essentially to make sure that the concept we've introduced this week, that the person's been able to start and apply that in some meaningful way in the situation where they find themselves. What we see that is different from some of the face-to-face programs that we do is that essentially over 8 weeks we're building a relationship with the participant who we never see physically, but the advantage is they never actually leave their workplace. They're following that program for 8 weeks in their particular situation. So rather than a face-to-face program where we take people out of their context and then we work with them to help them apply the learning when they get back into their context, in these programs they never actually leave their context. They're constantly in their context, and instead of a 1 week intervention with full-time intervention with people, we're effectively building up an 8-week dialogue, an 8-week relationship with these folk, and that seems to be working very well, and the impact is great. Our retention rate and completion rate in the programs is about 92%, so very, very different from MOOCs, which is almost the opposite. So we're very pleased with the way those are working.
The program had to meet the needs and expectations of a very specific target group, business executives. Can you tell us how you accomplished that?
Yeah, these are busy executives who work mostly for international companies. who've got it. I've got a real-time day job. I have a lot of demands on their time. So if we're asking them to take 4 or 6 hours of their week, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that they're getting a good return on investment. And I'd say this is not just relevant for executives, but for any online learning program. In fact, for any learning program, it's very important that the learner sees the relevance and the return on investment for the time they invest. So at the beginning, what for us was very important was to understand who our learners were and also what our competition was. So for busy executives, our competition is email. Our competition is phone calls. Our competition is your boss coming into your office and asking you to do something. Our competition is your family. So if we're going to ask you to take time out of your busy schedule, those are the people that we're asking you to do some trade-offs with. So you must see on a weekly basis the relevance of what you're doing. Otherwise, you're not going to make those trade-offs. So for example, in the videos that we produce, each video is probably no longer than 6 or 7 minutes, because what we didn't want to happen was to have you watching a video with one computer screen and doing your email on another computer screen. We wanted you to be focused. So we needed to make sure those videos were engaging, not something you'd have running in the background, but something you would down tools for 6 or 7 minutes. So we have a lot of high production value. I'm not saying it's Hollywood, but it's high production value. We use a lot of storytelling. We use a lot of keywords and animation so that those key points come out for you. We ask a lot of questions throughout those videos as well. So different, I guess, a mixture of different elements that we think work to make that an engaging process that you will stop and follow for 6 or 7 minutes.
You offer a similar program face-to-face. What are some of the differences in the programs and in the students?
So it's a different experience from the face-to-face program. So we're probably have different learning objectives in our face-to-face programs. Our face-to-face programs are maybe more holistic. There's a networking element in the programs where you're face in the face-to-face programs where you're meeting different people from different environments in a different way. So I'd say they're probably different kinds of learning objectives. For our most senior population, for them, the face-to-face networking is very important. So those are the people who come on campus for our programs. For these managers who may be more in the high potential population, so maybe a little bit more junior in the career, they actually, they're probably more used to technology than some of the older folks in the population. And secondly, they enjoy the virtual interaction. They like being able to connect with people from different parts of the planet. They do get become an alumnus or an alumni of IMD at the end of the program if they have successfully turned in all their assignments and done it on time. So in terms of equivalence, you're becoming a part of a community, whether it's the face-to-face route that you've taken or the online route, but I'd say they're fundamentally two fairly different experiences. So I would say it depends what you want to learn and what your learning objectives are. So if you're busy and you don't have time to travel, and you think you can manage to get 4 or 6 hours of your week over an 8-week period, and you have the discipline to do this, this online program provides you the opportunity to apply the learning in your context. It's a very personalized experience. It's focused on you and it's focused on your challenges. So if that's you, then this would make sense. If you're a manager in your early 30s, you're able to take a week out of your office. You're able to, you know, go through the transaction costs of accommodation and travel and be absent for a 5-day or a 6-day intensive period. The face-to-face networking is more important to you. Perhaps a holistic approach is more important for you. These programs, the online programs, tend to be quite niche and quite subject specific. So we have one on leadership, we have one on execution, we have one on finance, whereas our face-to-face programs are more integrated. So we'll be looking at, if you want to develop as a global leader, how finance integrates with leadership, which integrates with marketing, which integrates with something else. Whereas the online programs, just by the nature of the program and what we're trying to achieve, tend to be a little bit more niche and more specific. So I guess it really depends what you're looking for.
What do you see in the future for global leadership in the cloud?
So I think what we've decided for now, so we run each program twice a year. The growth rate and the momentum that we have is pretty strong. So roughly every session that we run, we have 50% more people in the next session than we had in the previous session. So for now, they're really starting to take off. That may flatten out, but that's where we are now. So we're offering each program twice a year. I think it's more than possible. We'll offer the programs maybe 3 or 4 times a year. The only thing that prevents us from scaling it is the number of coaches that we have. So we have a network of coaching which allows us to expand. So yeah, I would like to see the growth, and I would like to see people from different parts around the world coming together for these programs virtually and benefiting from each other's experience. I think that's where we'd like to see it go. It's all in English. For now, it's all in English. We do have occasionally some requests to do it in the different languages. Our programs are subtitled, so for people who are not native speakers who are following a video, then we've put that in place to make it easier for them. But yes, the language for now is in English. It's more than possible that we will run them in different languages moving forward, but for now, it's in English.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate the opportunity to understand more about this most successful model of online executive education.
Thank you.